今天我们的一个题目呢，就是传福音最重要的一个方法。
So today we're going to talk about what is the most important. No.
最重要的方法之一。
最重要的方法之一。Most important way of, you know, one of the most important ways to, you know, spread your gospel.
那我相信我们中间很多人都知道，很多人都愿意传福音，对吧
？So a lot of people know about the importance of, you know, telling other people about the good news.
我想问问大家一个问题，就是说。我们中间多少人你来教会你来信主是因着一个朋友或者家人把你带到教会多少人是带进来、
so、how many,
就是朋友啊同学啊或者什么把你带进了教会
So how many of you are, you know, become a Christian because someone else invited you? You know,
我为什么讲这个问题呢就是说另一种情况呢就是说你偶然的机会就进来或者是不认识的人给你一个当章或者你听到一个广播就进来了这是一种情况另一种呢是通过一些关系我再问多少是通过一些关系进来的就是有人朋友啊同学啊
So you may become a Christian because by a random chance you came to a church you know like or you found a flyer and then you go into a building but how many of you became a believer because of a, of the relationship you have with someone else?
就是你来到教会是因着某些关系对不对
So how many of you
Somebody is your friend or you know
就是有些人是你的朋友是你认识的把你带来的
所以大多数都是
So most of us came to church because of the relationship.
大家记得上个世纪有一位非常伟大的传道人叫做 Billy Graham, 就是格里汉牧师，大家都知道对吧
？So you know this, you know Billy Graham, right?
在他的布道会上面，好多时候是成千的人觉知，但是那些人最后做一个统计，95%都是朋友或者家人带来。
So during his
crusade.
Crusade. So there will be thousands of people became dedicated, I mean, or believers. And then they did a research, a survey. So 90 to 95% of those people are being introduced to Christ by a friend or a family member.
至少就是说是经过朋友或者家人带他来到这个会场。
So they came to the meeting because of a friend, because of a family member.
所以我今天讲的呢这个方法最重要的一个方法呢是写在圣经里面就是要建立关系
So this is the one of the good method and which is written in the Bible that is to build up a relationship
当然神在做新事在 新的时代也在做新事
Of course in this new era God is also working in new ways
那神可以用各种方法
So God can use all kind of method
像中东好多人信主至少我也认识不少都是耶稣基督亲自向他显现
So for example in the Middle East there are some people that I know of they came to become a believer because Jesus Christ showed himself directly to them
我的牧师朋友当中至少有三个人他们原来是恐怖主义分子都是耶稣向他们显现
so,
成为基督徒又成为牧师的
So those of my pastor friends at least three of them they used to be terroristsAnd they became a believer because Jesus Christ showed himself to them.
那这种情况也非常的特别，在中东呢也出现。
So these are special scenarios, and it happens in Middle East.
但是呢，神还是在这个圣经里面呢用的最经典的一种方法，还是用通过关系。
However, through the Bible, you will see the most classic way to introduce people to God is through your relationship with them.
这也就是主耶稣为什么道成了肉身要来，他要成为一个人，要做人的事情，人要做人的事情。
So that's why Jesus came in a flesh, became a human. You know, he's here to do, you know, what mankind.
他最喜欢用的方法还是人，人的关系。
So he likes to use personal relationship with others.
因为圣经里面讲的这个神的爱啊，这些都要通过人的关系来传递。
Because Bible says, you know, things like love, you have to be delivered that kind of love through a relationship.
那我们看看圣经啊，圣经里面就记载到耶稣和他的门徒是用这种方法传福音的。最早的时候都是用这种方法。
So we can turn to the Bible and see. how Jesus, you know, approached the disciples.
我们先翻开约翰福音第一章三十五到四十五节。约翰福音第一章三十五到四十五节。
So John chapter 1, verse 35.
我们看看耶稣的第一批门徒是怎么样来跟随耶稣的，通过什么方法
？So let's see how the disciples came to Jesus.
这里讲到这个施洗约翰呢，就在旷野里面喊说要铺平主的道路，就来介绍耶稣基督呢到这个历史的舞台上来了。
So here it talks about the John the Baptist. So he is now, you know.
Introduce Jesus to the stage.
Okay.
那我们看看，这个时候呢，就说耶稣就招了他第一批门徒。
So here Jesus called his first disciples.
三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是生的羔羊。”
The next day, John was.There again was two of disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”
Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They say, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天与他同住，那是月有神证了。
Come, he replied, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 p.m.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西蒙彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said, and who had followed Jesus.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah."
于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要成为基法。”
And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas."
基法翻出来就是彼得。
Which is when translated is Peter.
有次日，耶稣先要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me."
这腓力是伯塞大人和安德烈、彼得同城。
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of.
腓力找着拿单叶，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所写的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophet also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
这讲到呢，就施洗约翰呢，把第一批的门徒介绍给了耶稣基督。
So here, John the Baptist have first introduced.
大家记得
the first few disciples of Jesus.
大家记得施洗约翰和主耶稣有什么亲戚关系没有
？So do you remember that?John the Baptist is actually related to Jesus.
他们是表兄弟。
They're actually cousins.
所以呢，表兄弟就是，他就把这个他的第一批的门徒啊，当时跟随他的几个人呢，就说：“你们看，那是神的羔羊。”
So he was telling his disciple and saying that, "Oh, look, that is the Lamb of God."
就说那是为担当你们罪的，你们要跟随的，他们就跟随了他。
So meaning that is a lamb that will be sacrificed for you, and those people.Then,
那其中跟随他的一个人呢，就是西门彼得的弟兄安德烈。
So one of the person that followed him was Andrew, so Peter's brother.
这个安德烈和彼得是什么人呢？就是耶稣基督加利利的小老乡。
So who are Andrew? Who are Peter? So they are from the same town as Jesus.In Galilee,
就是 same region.
So they are in front of the same region.
就是加利利，现在那个以色列的那个也是还是叫做加利利，对吧
？So it's still called Galilee to this day.
对，加利利，那都是他们的老乡啊。这个老乡呢，这安德烈呢去找谁啊？找到了他的弟弟，哥哥可能是彼得。
Okay, so they are from the same town. So Andrew went to find his brother, Peter, Simon Peter.
你看，就是他找到了他的哥哥，就给弟兄，哎，弟兄你来也跟随耶稣。
Yeah, so he found his brother saying, "Oh, come, follow Jesus too."
那彼得就跟随了。
So of course Peter followed.
那他们后面又找到谁呢？腓力又找到这个他的朋友拿单叶。
So later on, they found Philip, their friend, and then Philip found Nathaniel.
那都是这些老乡和他们的朋友。
So they are all, you know, from the same town. They are friends.
其实写圣经约翰福音的约翰呢，其实那时候应该也是跟随了主，他和他的哥哥，他的哥哥叫雅各。
So the author who wrote the book of John, so John at that time also followed them, and he is James' brother.
那所以呢，都是一家一家的兄弟俩，小老乡。
So they came like a family, like brothers, you know, or people from the same town.
其实耶稣的十二个使徒啊，当时都是加利利的小老乡。
Indeed, actually, the all 12 disciples, with Jesus, they are all from the same place, Galilee.
将来你们我们到天上的时候，你发现这个新耶路撒冷啊，那个根基啊，说是就是这十二个门徒，对吧？都是加利利的小老乡。我中国人觉得不太公平，都是加利利的小老乡。
So, like when we return to heaven, you will see the, you know, the new Jerusalem, the foundation was built on the 12 disciples.
离上帝宝座最近的也是这些加利利的小老乡。
And are founded by, you know, these people from the same town in Galilee, and then they are also the people who are closest to the throne of God.
啊，还是兄弟。
And they are also brothers.
嗯，兄弟姐妹一窝一窝的。
Brothers and sisters, and like
真的是一窝一窝的。
Like a clan.
好像是裙带关系，对不对？
Like a nepotism.
那事实上呢，神的做法就是这样，只是他说他的这个裙带关系呢。是一个健康的兄弟关系。
But this kind of nepotism is a healthy type of nepotism.
是通过上帝真正的爱，通过家庭这样的爱来吸引的，不是通过一种不正当的手段搞这种
so it's been,
兄弟关系。
It's been drawn to him through a healthy relationship, you know, not like unhealthy relationship.
所以我要讲的第一点呢，就是这种方法呢，就是耶稣基督和他的门徒都是用这个方法最早。
So in the early days, the disciples are using the same method.
那很有效。
And it was very effective.
那很快，这些他弟兄就跟随他。
Of course, all these brothers start following him.
所以这里呢，我们要特别的注重关系。我们希望传福音，但是呢，我们要注重建立关系。
So we want to have, you know, we want to go and tell people about gospel, but at the same time we need to emphasize on relationship.
我们也要重视和珍惜我们已有的关系。
We need to treasure the relationship that we have already have.
大家明白，我们已经有很多的关系，对不对？
We have already have a lot of relationship.
那我们这里的人，每一个人都有一窝子，一窝子来。
So all of you.Have a claim behind you, a tribe behind you.
对对对，你有一个帮在那，现在他们青岛人还有一个青岛帮，然后青岛帮常常聚集，我觉得很好，我常常为他们祷告。青岛帮。
So for example, this lady from 青岛, she has a club. A club of people from the same place.
他们一周都查经两次啊，彼此帮助，很好。
So they study the Bible twice a week.Which is good.
所以我们要珍惜我们已有的关系。
So we need to treasure the relationship that we have.
那当我们真正我们信主以后呢，这个我们作为主的见证人呢，就是说会很快的让他们看到主就在我们的中间。
So as a testimony for God, so we will tell, you know, very quickly show them that, you know, the relationship we have with others.
我们不需要太用很多的力气，但是有一个很特别的方法呢，就是你看那个人。说什么呢？他说，耶稣，他们跟着耶稣，耶稣就说：“你们要什么？”那些人说：“什么？拉比，你在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。
”So they they got hold of Jesus and asked Jesus, where do you live? And he say, and then Jesus replied, come.
Come and see.
Come and see, yeah.
所以他们的方法就是说，把他们带到耶稣面前，你们来看，你们自己来看。
So basically they drawn, Jesus taught them to come and see.
所以现在这个，那个谁啊，那个 Michelle Maria 他们那个神学院的名字就叫做你们来看神学院。
Oh.
就是你来看就对了。
是他们神学院，我知道。
神学院的名字就叫做你们来看。
Oh, okay, okay. So Michelle, she's studying in theology, so they're
对吧？
叫 Acts
啊？
叫 Acts。
Ask。
使徒行传。
哦 ，Acts。应该是因为他给我那个表让我填东西，说你们来看神学院。
哦 ，Ask to come。
Slogan 啊。
Okay, so the Bible college have the slogan, you know, means come and see.
所以我们要做的就是说让他们你们来看。
So what are we going to do? We're just gonna tell them come and see.
当然，这就是给我们教会一个责任。教会就是真的要有神的同在。
So this is a responsibility given for the church. So you have to, you know, show that God is actually here.
教会如果没有耶稣呢，你看的话没什么好看的。
If a church without God is nothing to see, you know.
对，我太太常说王炳牧师最不帅了，没什么好看的。
So my wife also always say there's nothing, you know.
He's always beautiful.
Nothing handsome about my husband, like nothing to see.
所以我们就是我们的就是祷告，我们这个常常的读经祷告，就是有神的爱在我们的里面，有信心在里面，有喜乐在里面。人来看的时候就说，哎，你们不一样，你们中间有耶稣。
So we continue to pray and then have love within us, you know. So when other people come, they will see, oh, there is Jesus.
那所以我们要来注重关系，看重我们已有的关系，也要建立关系。
So we need to treasure the relationship we have already had. We have to maintain the relationship.
那这里有一个误区，我要讲一下。我们常常在这个传福音啊，在这个跟有关系的人传福音的时候，有一个误区，我要讲一下。
However, there are some misunderstanding in this area, so I want to talk about it.
误区就是好多时候我们信主以后呢，结果不信主的人好多时候对我们有些这样那样的评论，我们看他们有时候也觉得怎么哎，不能不入群了，就把关系就慢慢断掉了，这是一个误区。
Okay, so when we became a Christian, you know, we start seeing things differently, and then after people also see things differently for us, and then slowly we kind of want to withdraw ourselves, and then end that relationship. This is one of the, you know, mistake that we make.
但是有的人呢，当然也会为了建立关系呢，还是跟他们去。做他们过去的那些不好的事情，这个也不行，也是一个误区。
And then,
我为了建立关系，为了传福音，我还能跟他去喝酒吃肉，对吧
？Okay, another
喝酒吃肉还可以，但是去去这个夜总会看脱衣舞那就不行。
Okay, another, you know, mistake that we made is that we want to maintain the relationship, however, we kind of compromise ourselves, you know.Doing everything that the other party does, or even to the point you go to a nightclub and see some strippers dancing, you know.
所以呢，我们这两个误区呢，我们都要避免。一个就是不要随着他们去犯罪，
是。
但是另一个呢，就是说我们不要因着我们跟别人不一样，把这个关系就割断，最后越来越没关系了。
So we need to avoid these two extremes. One is to, you know, indulge ourselves, you know, in doing whatever other person does. And then to another extreme is to withdraw from that relationship.
或者有时候有一种试探，就是我们的家人有时候会说我们一些事情，说你看你是基督徒，为什么做事情还这个样子？那时候师母刚信主，他妈妈说，看你是基督徒，为什么不叠被子？
Or sometimes, you know, your family member will start pointing finger at you, saying, okay, now you're a Christian, how come you don't do this? So I remember when Susan first became a believer, and her mom was telling her, now you're a Christian, how come you don't make your bed?
虽然她妈妈不是基督徒，但是他们对基督徒有更高的要求。
Even though her mom back then wasn't a Christian, and yet the people have higher expectations.
但是我们有时候呢，就被别人罗说说说，我们就也就反过来也说了，也开始论断了。
So because we've been pointing fingers too, you know, sometimes we do the reverse. We will start pointing fingers to other people as well.
我们有时候急着要我们的家人信主呢，我们也会也会太急了，以后会产生一些论断。
So sometimes we are in a hurry, you know, want to let our family members know about Christ to the point that, you know, we start pointing fingers, you know, like judge others.
所以呢，我们要保持关系非常重要。
So it is important to maintain that relationship.
保持健康的关系。
Maintain a healthy relationship.
当然，这也需要神的恩典。
Of course, we also need God's grace.
那这里面讲到这个关系呢，我要讲第讲一个，就是说。两个例外，例外的情况。
So, when we talk about relationship, I want to give two examples, like exceptions. Yeah.
那我刚才讲了呢，其实通过关系呢，家人啊、朋友信主是很快的。
So, first of all, I want to let you know that through a relationship, when you tell other people about God, it's actually pretty easy and quick.
曾经我认识一个弟兄，大概十来年前，他一信主以后，他。立刻回国带领他家里面38个人信主。
So many years ago, I know this brother. After he became a believer, he went back to China and brought 38 of his family members to the Christ.
但是呢，也有一些例外。
But there are some exceptions too.
是吧？例外呢，就是有的家人你怎么死活传他就不信。
So what are the exceptions? You know, like for some family, like stubborn members, like even though how hard you try, he just can't believe.
我们这里圣经里面也有例子啊，我们看看约翰福音第七章二到三节。
So there are also an example here in Book of John.
但是呢，最后他们还会信。第七章二到三节。
Chapter 7, verse 2 to 7.
二到三。
2 to 3,
sorry. 这里讲到什么呢？就是说当时啊，犹太人有个祝棚节，所有的犹太人应该都到耶路撒冷去过节。
So he talked about this festival of Tabernacle. So all the Jews supposed to go to Jerusalem to celebrate.
所以第二节呢，当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事，仍要宣扬名声。没有人在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄。”说这话是因为不信他。
Okay, so, but when the Jewish festival of Tabernacle was near, Jesus' brother said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciple there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. For even his own brothers did not believe in him."
你知道耶稣是神的儿子，但是呢，他的母亲玛利亚还有他的父亲约瑟啊，就是也生了好多的孩子，有好几个儿子和女儿。那这些儿子呢，就讽刺他，你要出名的话呢，到人多的地方去。
Okay. So Jesus was born out of Mary and then his father Joseph, and of course Mary and Joseph have other children as well, brothers and sisters. So those brothers were saying to Jesus that if you want to be famous.You should, you know, show yourself to the world.
他们就是不信他，而且还讽刺他。
So they do not believe in him, and then also, you know, says things, you know, like criticize him.
耶稣的家里面唯一一个，应该说有两个，就是一直信他的，就是玛利亚和约瑟，他的爸爸就是肉身的爸爸，但是他爸爸呢死得比较早，这个后来在圣经上就不提他的爸爸。
So only two of the family members did believe in Jesus, that's Mary and then also Joseph, his father in flesh. But because Joseph died in early age, so the Bible doesn't mention about him a lot.
他的弟兄姐妹就说，你怎么搞的？你是我们哥，怎么突然变成神的儿子了呢？
So his brother was questioning him, you are our brother, what happened? Now you become the child of God?
你本来是跟我们一起做木匠的，对不对？突然就变成一个什么大哲学家，就四处游走，对不对？像孔子一样游来荡去，对不对？搞什么名堂
So you are just a carpenter like us, right? And then how come all of a sudden you become this big philosopher like Confucius, and then, you know, traveling around and then, you know, telling people about stuff? So his brothers and sisters start criticizing him.
不务正业.
Okay, why are you not working?
我当时刚信主的时候，我爸爸也给我来封信，那不务正业，我要去是读神学，你不务正业。
So my father also said the same thing to me when I first became a believer, because I told him I want to go to a Bible college, and he said, why are you, you know, doing this?
对，所以就是说，这个他的弟兄不信的。
So his brother didn't believe in him.
那家里的人不信，他的好多老乡呢。 有很多很快信了，有一些呢也不信， 死活不信。
And then also for his, you know, the people from the same village, some people did believe very quickly, and however, others did not believe.
马太福音13章。
Matthew 13.
马太福音13章，我们看看这个，53到58。
53.
13章53到58。
From 53 to 58.
耶稣说完了这些比喻就离开那里，来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇说：“这人从哪里有这等智慧和异能呢？这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄不是叫雅各、约西、西蒙、犹大吗？他姐妹们不都是在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切的事呢？”他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说：“大方先知除了本地本家之外。” 没有不别人尊敬的，耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
So here says when Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there, coming to his own hometown. He began teaching the people in the synagogues, and they were amazed. Where did this man get his wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this mother's name Mary? And on his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and all his sisters with us. Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own town and in his own home. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
你看这个地方呢，他的这些老乡啊，也就厌弃他。
So all his people from the same hometown take offense of him.
你看这个保罗，小时候跟我们一起玩国家家，今天突然变成一个什么领导了。
So like for example, this Paul who used to play with us, you know, and then how come he became a big leader? Yeah, big leader. Yeah, or big figure.
所以他们会厌弃他。
So they took offense of him.
所以不管怎么样呢，我们发现呢，主耶稣这个圣经里面讲到啊，就是说我们要有信心，主耶稣的信心是没有动摇的。So
we can see that you know we need to have faith because Jesus' faith was never shaken.
当然，他作为神的儿子呢，就是说。 神给他很大的，但是他在地上的时候，我们要知道，他完全是穿上人的肉身，是靠着圣灵来向我们一样来服侍的。So
we have to know that he came in the flesh, just like us, you know, and using this human flesh to serve.
所以呢，就是说他在地上的时候，像我们一样，也要祷告，也有很多的祷告。So
when he was on earth, he was just like us. He needs to pray a lot of prayers.
但是我们要看看，就是说，这个我们要对我们的家人有信心，就像耶稣对他的家人有信心一样。
But we need to have, you know, faith for our family member, just like the faith that Jesus
我们看看《使徒行传》第一章12到14节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, Chapter 1.
《使徒行传》第一章12到14节。这时候呢，耶稣已经复活。 升天了以后呢，他们的门徒们啊，他告诉他的门徒们要等候圣灵的降临。这等候的时候呢，有一群人，这群人是谁呢？
So Jesus was resurrected, and he told the disciples to wait. So who are these people?
所以我们看十二节，就是有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，约有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、费里多马、巴多罗美、马太、亚非勒的儿子雅各、丰瑞党的西蒙和雅各的儿子犹大，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恳切祷告。
Okay, then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day of walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas.Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all gathered together constantly in prayer, along them with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
对，这个时候你发现呢，除了十一个使徒之外，因为犹大呢已经吊死了。等一会我要讲讲犹大，也是一个加利利的小老乡。不要讲讲，但是呢，现在我们看看，就是说，这个跟这些师徒们在一起祷告的是谁呢？他说有什么几个妇人，还有耶稣的母亲玛利亚，还有谁？耶稣的弟兄。
Okay, so here the 11 disciples except Judah. Judah died, so later on I'm gonna talk about Judah as well. So and here it says they all joined together constantly in prayer with who? With women.Mary, the mother of Jesus, and who else? His brothers.
他的弟兄呢？刚才那段经文讲的，他有一个弟兄叫犹大，有一个叫雅各，还有一个叫西蒙，是吧？对。那这里面我们知道就是说，后面有两本书呢，一个叫犹大书，一个叫雅各书呢，是他的两个弟弟写的。
So earlier we read about his brothers' names, right? Simon, Judah, and James, right? So the book of James and the book of Judah are written by his brothers.
那这里我们看到呢，在这个使徒行中看到，就是这时候的玛利亚还有他的弟弟们完全信了。而且呢，在一起祷告，等候圣灵。
So now in this verse, you see that his own mother as well as his own brothers, they now become believers and they are here together praying.
那所以呢，就说我看到就是他的这个弟兄姐妹家人都信了，所以我们要对我们的家人有信心。
So you see that all his family become believers, so we need to also have faith for our family members as well.
圣经里面也有应许，就是一人信主，你们的全家得救。
And then there's also a promise in the Bible says, if one become a believer, the whole family will be saved.
我们抓住神的这个应许。
We need to hold on to God's promise.
所以我们的家人暂时没有信主呢，你不要去，不要去失望。
So if some of your family members do not believe yet, please do not lose heart.
也不要拼命去用自己的方法，用一下可以，但是不要过分，自己的方法去非要让他信。
And then do not use your own method, you know, to push that person.
这次我们回国内在一个家庭教会服侍，他们姐妹很多，就聊到这个丈夫信主的事情。他们说用一个词叫做威逼利诱，威逼利诱让他们来信主。
Okay, so we went to a family church in China, and then that family church are mostly sisters. So we talked about, you know, how to, you know, get the husband to the church, and then they used the word to threaten.
Threaten or seducing.
Seducing? You know, just threaten their husband, you know, to seduce their husband to come to the Lord.
Yeah. So, 就是有各种的方法，但是呢，人的方法好多时候不行的。
So they're using all sort of human method, but none of this will work.
那这里有一个误区就是。我们试图把我们家人信主的时间呢掌握在自己的手里。
So this is one of the mistakes we may be making is that we try to, you know, hold on, you know, we try to 怎么说? We try to control the timing. We try to control the timing of, you know, our family became, you know, believers.
特别是我们中国人，中国人的文化里面就说这个，有这种因素在里面。
And especially for the Chinese, we have this culture. You know, there are, you know, culture related issue to that.
因为我们的老师给我们讲了，你就得听。
Because what our teacher said, we have to follow.
家长讲了，你就得听。
What our parents said, we have to follow.
所以好多时候，我们把我们的丈夫当成我们的儿子，把我们老婆当成我们的女儿，你就得听。
So a lot of time we treat our husband as if they are our sons, you know, or our wife as our daughters, or whatever I say, you have to listen.
那其实这个，我们把这个主权一定要交给神。
However, we need to give back the authority back to God.
要相信一点，神肯定不能让你成功。为什么不能成功？
You have to believe this. God will not let you succeed.
也就是你必须把这个实践的权利交给神。
So meaning that you have to give this timing sovereignty back to the Lord.
如果这一次你这样控制成功了，一个人信主了，下一次怎么样？变本加厉，对不对？就老想控制别人，这个教会的问题就出在控制上了。
So if you try to manipulate or control someone's faith, if you succeed for the first time, you will become more severe for the next time.
对不对?
So this is.
所以神不会让你成功。
So God will not let you succeed because it became a problem in the church.
如果你真的成功了吧，你要怀疑是不是真的做得像神做
的。But if you did succeed in manipulating other people's faith, then you have to question that, you know.
那所以这是一个误区，就是说不要把时间掌握在自己手里，要交在神的手里。
So this is one of the mistakes we made. We need to let go of the timing because we cannot hold on to it.
那第三种情况，我们的小老乡啊，老乡里面，我们的朋友里面呢，有一种人，他死活就不信。
And then there's another scenario when some of our people, our believe, I mean, sorry, people from the same circle, they do not believe. Like, no matter how hard.
那圣经里面，圣经里面有个例子，就是耶稣的十二个门徒之一叫犹大，对不对
？So one of the example is one of the 12, right, Judah.
好多人听说过犹大的名字，但是呢，我们要看看圣经里面究竟怎么样来描述犹大，这个很重要。圣经里面怎么说
？Let's turn to the Bible and see how.The Bible described him.
马太福音二十六章四十七节。
So Matthew 26, 四十七节。47, verse
46. 二十六章四十七节啊，就看看就说，当时究竟这个人是怎么回事情。
Let's see.
二十六章四十七节，这里呢说就说说话之间呢，十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着祷告。从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他同来，那卖耶稣的给了他们一个暗号，说我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。犹大随即到耶稣跟前说，请拉比安，就与他亲嘴。耶稣对他说，朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。于是那些人上前拿住了耶稣，就说这个犹大呢，他就是出卖了耶稣。
OK. So while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crown armed with sword and clubs sent from the chief priest and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man, arrest him. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, greeting, Rabbi, and he kissed him. Jesus replied, do what you came for.A friend, then the man stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. So here Judah betrayed him.
那二十七章我们再看看一到五节呢，他就最后发怎么样呢？最后他自己后悔呢，他就吊死了。第四节吧，我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪的。他们说，那与我们有什么相干？你自己承担吧。犹大就把那银钱丢在店里，出去吊死。
And then also going to chapter 27, verse 4, it says.I have sinned, he said, for I have, verse 4, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What is thou to us? They replied. That's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself.
就是这个犹大呢，跟随耶稣三年半了，就是说耶稣其实教导十二个门徒的时候都是同样的教导的方法。
So Judas has followed Jesus for the past 3 years. So he received the same teaching as the other 12.
他也看到耶稣基督一直在行神迹，他也都看到。
And he saw all these miraculous signs performed by Jesus.
但是自始至终呢，他没有真正的信。
However, to the end, he did not believe.
这包括最后他死的时候，他也没有相信耶稣最终还是会赦免他，会救他。
And even to the before his death, he still didn't believe that Jesus was able to forgive him.
所以他就选择了一条去地狱的道路。
So he has chosen a path that leads to hell.
那所以我们这里也有时候想说，这耶稣基督怎么搞一个门徒，训练出一个门徒来是，会是这样的呢？不信他呢？
So you may question like what happened to Jesus? Like one of his own disciples actually betrayed him.
那这里面呢，就是说神有神的一部分，人有人的一部分。
So here God is doing His own part, and the men are also doing His parts.
你如果仔细看的话呢，就是说这个，犹大呀，自始至终呢，他跟别的门徒是不一样的。
So from the beginning to the end, Judah was different from other disciples.
我们看看马太福音26:21-25。
21-25。So Matthew 26:21-25.
这里讲到这个在最后的晚餐上面呢，就说有一些耶稣和犹大的互动。
So here, during the Last Supper, there are some interaction between Jesus and Judas.
正吃的时候，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”
And while they are eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me."
他们就剩忧愁，一个一个的问他说：“主啊，是我吗？”
They were all very sad and began to say to one another, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord."
耶稣回答说：“同我葬守在棚子里的，就是他要卖我。人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的。但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。”
Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It will be better for him if he had not been born."
卖犹大的卖耶稣的犹大问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”
Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi?" Jesus replied, "I answered.You have said so."
这里大家观察到一个细节没有？就是说他犹大称耶稣和别的门徒称耶稣的称呼是不一样的，大家有没有看到
？So do you see the difference?
这个非常重要，非常重要。
So how Judah addressed Jesus is different from the others.
大家看出不同了吗
？Do you see like where is the difference?
别的门徒称耶稣为什么？为主。但是呢，犹大称耶稣是什么？拉比就是老师。
So because other disciples call Jesus the Lord, however Judas call him the Rabbi.
大家明白这个不同了吗？这个门徒是大这个区别是大还是小
？Do you see the difference? Is it a big difference?
这个区别是非常大。
It's actually a significantly, you know, big difference.
我称呼一个人主的话，我就是仆人，我要顺服他。
If I call someone the Lord, I become the servant. I need to submit.
如果我称一个人是老师的话呢，我要听他讲理论。
If I call,
我想学一些知识。
If I call someone the teacher, I'm just trying to learn something from him.
明白吗？你不是我的主，我不需要顺服你。
So, do you understand the difference? You are not my Lord. I do not need to submit.
或者说，我不需要真正的信你。
I do not need to, you know, faithfully believe in you.
那讲到这里的话呢，就是说这个。耶稣基督他带领的这个加利利的小老乡呢，一个带领3年都跟别的一样，最后还是有人不信他。
So Jesus was you know discipling this one of the 12, even though he followed him for 3.5 years and receiving the same teaching, still he betrayed him.
这里面呢，我们一方面看到这个经文的时候呢，我们为我们的朋友或者为犹大，就是有时候心里也很难过。
So when we read about this, we feel sorry, you know, for some of our friends, also sorry for Judas.
但是另一方面呢，我们也会我觉得也会放下一个重担。
On the other side, you know, it's a laying down your burden on him.
因为我们好多时候觉得我们这些朋友不信主是我的责任。
Sometimes you may blame yourself if your family members or your friend do not come to the Lord.
有时候特别我们就说特别我再次讲讲我们中国人啊，就是有时候这个就是责任心很重，我要努力啊。中国人在外面非常出名的就是 diligence。就是西人问是中国人 diligence 和这个 responsibility。
So as a Chinese, from a Chinese culture, we like to be, you know, we want to be responsible. You know, sometimes we have been too diligent, you know, too, you know, want to be responsible for someone else's, you know, faith.
但是呢，这个地方要让弟兄姐妹呢也心里面也放下来，心里面要安息。因为主耶稣都带的门徒里面十二个里面有一个都不信他，何况你和我呢？
So,
你能比主耶稣更强吗？
So we need to, you know, take heart, you know, we need to find rest in God, because even Jesus, you know, one of his disciples betrayed him and did not believe in him. So how much can you do? Can you do better than him?
那所以呢，如果我们做见证啊，带领的人不信主呢，你完全把他交给主。
So if we share our testimony, you know, we tell others, and if they do not believe, we just, you know, give them to the Lord.
当然你不要随便下结论说你没有必胜拣选。
But don't,
不要下这个结论。
But do not make the final conclusion that, you know, you did not been, you know, picked by God or chosen by God.
这个就叫做论断。这个就叫做论断。
So that would be called.Judgment, you know, that's a judgment.
所以当我们还是要去爱他，还是要为他祷告，做我们当做的，但是呢，把这个要交给主。
So we continue to pray for him, you know, continue to ask God, but you know, but however, we just lay this down.
我们要有平安，要有喜乐，过每一天的生活。
We need to have the peace. We need to have the joy to, you know, go on with our lives.
你知道，其实最吸引外邦人信主的呢，特别在这个时代是。我们基督徒里面的平安和喜乐，还有爱心。
So, the most important thing that we can attract others to become believer is the love, the peace, the joy that we have, especially the love, the peace and joy.
对，但是当你失去这个平安，好多时候就老觉着心情很沉重，是吧？哇，那为什么不信主啊？这个东西呢，当你很心情很沉重的时候，你周围的人看着，我最好不要跟随你。
If you do not have the peace, you know, like questioning yourself, how come he doesn't believe? If you carry that, you know, others will see it. You know, they probably will make the final conclusion. Maybe it's not good to follow.
所以其实呢，虽然我们对这个世界有负担，对人的信主有负担，但是呢，圣经里面一直讲到的喜乐平安。
Even though we have this burden for us, you know, to tell people about the gospel, but the Bible always emphasizes on the peace and the joy.
所以呢，我们是要给耶稣基督做见证。第一个呼召就是做见证人。
Our first calling is to become a witness, for Jesus Christ.
所以我们要做的是主耶稣，救了我的生命，主耶稣的恩典在我的身上。
So first thing we will say is that Jesus has saved my life, and He's going to lead my life.
那别人信不信，你就要交给主。
In regards to other people's faith, you have to let it go, like you know, back to God.
那，今天说一句不好听的话，就是有的人他就是要走地狱的道路，你拿他没办法。
So if we put it this way, you know, some people
就像犹大一样
have destined for this path, just like Judas.
如果说耶稣拿他没办法，你把这个心放下来，不是你的责任。
So if you don't have any,
你的朋友不信，不是你的责任。
Okay, so your friends who did not believe is not your responsibility. You have to let it go.
因为每一个人都有自由意志，他要对他的救恩要负责任。
So everyone has this free will. We have to be responsible for our own, you know, faith, our decision, our choice.
所以今天我们教会里面也是一样，就像跟随耶稣的人，跟了三年半，跟他学这个学那个看神迹，教会也是一样，好多的经历。但是有的人他就是要选择走那条路，那我们是很难过，但是呢，我们也把他交给主。
So just like church nowadays, even though some people might follow Christ for like 3 years and then yet lead astray, and then that is the path that he's supposed to be responsible for.
所以我们不要，我们还要怎么呢？选择耶稣的圣灵充满我们，我们喜乐平安在我们的里面，啊，在安息里面服侍，在这个喜乐里面来服侍。
Still, we need to choose the Holy Spirit. We need to choose to serve God in peace and joy.
但是呢，耶稣基督并没有因着犹大这样不行，他去起决他，他到最后一天，他还是给他洗脚。给蒙徒洗脚的时候，也洗了犹大的脚。
So to the end, God Jesus did not, you know, reject Judas to the last day. He still washed Judas' feet, just like the other 11 disciples.
所以，在这个约翰福音第十三章，我们可以看看最后一节经文，今天用的。
Okay, let's turn to Book of John 13.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
释放的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西蒙的儿子加略人犹大心里。
The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Iscariot and betrayed Jesus.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，却知道自己是从神出来，又要归到神那里，就离席，站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条绳巾束腰。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God, and he was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothes, and then wrapped a towel around his waist.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗蒙徒的脚，并用自己所收的手巾擦干。
After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that he just wrapped around him.
这里呢，圣经讲就是说，耶稣呢爱世上父给他的人呢，爱他们到底，那就给蒙徒也洗脚。洗脚呢，包括给犹大洗脚。
So, here it says that since he loved the world.And then he loved his own and who were in the world. He loved them to the end. So he washed their feet, even washed Judas' feet as well.
今天我们没有权利，特别我们耶稣都没有这样去来分门别类。我们更没有权利去来说，哎，你这个人没有被神拣选那个。我们不能这样去，任何时候都不要说这种话。
So even Jesus did the same. So we should not say, "Okay, you haven't chosen by God." You know, we should never say things like that.
圣经上讲呢，神不愿一人沉沦，要人人悔改。
So the Bible says God do not want one to die, but yeah, He want to save everyone.
所以给每一个人机会，直到他的最后一刻都给机会。
So until the very last moment, He still give opportunity for people.
所以我们还是要继续的为我们周围的人祷告。
So we continue to pray for, you know, family, friends around us.
那这里总结一下的话呢，第一个就是我们的关系啊是非常的重要。好多人信主都是因着关系信主。
So let's summarize. So our relationship is important. A lot of people come to Christ because of our relationship with them.
那主耶稣也是用这样一种方法。
And God Jesus, Lord Jesus is also using this method as well.
但是呢，也有一种例外，就是这些人你拼命传他就不信，但是呢，最后还是信，特别是家人，啊，这个耶稣基督的家人都信了。
So there are one exceptions. Even though you try very hard, they still do not believe. Only after towards the end, they eventually become believers, just like Jesus' brothers.
所以我们不要灰心。
So do not, you know, lose hope.
特别对家人，圣经里面有应许，有一人信主，全家得救。
Especially your family members, hold on to God's promise. If you become a believer, your whole family will be saved.
我碰到过很多人，真的都是一家一家，最后都信主。
I met many people, you know, eventually their whole family, you know, one by one, their whole family became believers.
但是另外也有情况，就是说他到最后还是不信主，但是呢，这个在于神。去来做最后的审判，不在于我们。
Of course, there are exceptions when some people even towards the end they still do not believe. But however, this is up to God. Like we cannot judge.
我们的要做的呢，我们就祷告不放弃。
So what are we going to do? So our job is to have this unceasing prayers.
啊，我们爱呢也是要恒久忍耐。
And then also we love to the end, enduring, endurance.
不信主的人，我继续的不断的为他们祷告，不断的来做我们该做的事情。
So for those people who do not believe, we continue to do to pray for them and to do the things that we are supposed to do.
好，我们来做一个祷告。哈利路亚。
Okay, let's pray.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
谢谢你。你这个圣经真实的把你和你的门徒的互动的一个过程都记载在这里面。
Thank you. The Bible has faithfully recorded, all the interaction that you have with your disciples faithfully.
没有夸大其词，只是以平实的话语来记载这些真实发生的事情。
So the Bible did not, you know, say anything,
exaggerate
anything, but just faithfully recorded, whatever.That has happened.
因为这是真理，你讲的都是真话。
Because this is the truth, and everything you said was true.
主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，是的，主，因为你的宝血洁净了我们。
Lord, we thank you because your blood has cleansed us.
让我们成为你的儿女。
So that we become your children.
我们有这样的权利，任何时候都可以来到你施恩的宝座面前。
So we have this authority that we can come before your throne at any time.
主要是愿我们每一个人都抓住这个权利。
May all of us will, you know, hold on to this authority that you have given.
不管什么事情发生，我们都要抓住主。
No matter what happened, we will hold on to you, Lord.
因为这就是永生。
Because this is eternal life.
因为这就是生命。
Because this is life.
主要我们谢谢。
Lord, we thank you.
主要你赐下圣灵来，必然帮助我。
You send down your Holy Spirit to help us.
在软弱的时候，照样也会帮助我。
Even though we are weak, and yet you will help us.
我们这样祷告是奉着主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Amen.